Hi, this is chapter 16, Safety. There is 53 questions in this chapter. Number 1. Which statement is not correct? Handheld transmitters are excluded from Safety Code 6 requirements. Number 2. Which statement is correct? Safety Code 6 sets limits for RF exposure for all radio transmitters regardless of power. Number 3. What is the purpose of Safety Code 6? It gives RF exposure limits for the human body. Number 4. Which of the following statements is not correct? Permissible exposure leads to RF fields decreases as frequency is decreased below 10 MHz. Number 5. What organization has published safety guidelines for the maximum limits of RF energy near the human body? Health Canada. Number 6. According to Safety Code 6, what is the maximum safe power output to the antenna of a handheld VHF or UHF radio? Not specified, the exemption of the portable equipment was withdrawn in 1999. Number 7. The permissible exposure levels of RF fields increases as frequency is increased above 300 MHz. Number 8. According to Safety Code 6, what frequencies cause us the greatest risk of RF energy? 30 to 300 MHz. Number 9. Why is the limit of exposure to RF the lowest in the frequency range of 30 MHz to 300 MHz according to Safety Code 6? The human body absorbs RF energy the most in this range. Number 10. Power line voltages have been made standard over the years, and the voltages generally supplied to the homes are approximately 120 and 240 volts. Number 11. For the best RF safety, where should the ends and center of a dipole antenna be located? As high as possible to prevent people from coming in contact with the antenna. Number 12. Which of these materials is best for a ground rod driven into the earth? Copper-clad steel. Number 13. Fault finding in a power supply of an amateur transmitter while the supply is operating is not recommended technique because of the risk of electric shock. 14. What is the minimum voltage which is usually dangerous to humans? 30 volts. 15. Before checking a fault in a mains-operated power supply unit, it would be safest to first turn off power and remove the power plug. Number 16. What is the safest method to remove an unconscious person from contact with a high-voltage source? Turn off the high-voltage switch before removing the person from contact with the source. 17. What should you do if you discover someone who is being burned by high voltage? Turn off the power, call for emergency help, and give CPR if needed. 18. If a separate ground system is not permissible for your amateur station, an alternative indoor grounding point could be a metallic cold water pipe. 19. How little electrical current flowing through a human body can be fatal. As little as 1/10 of an amp. 20. Where should the green wire in a 3-wire AC cord be connected in a power supply? To the chassis. 21. Why would there be a switch in a high voltage power supply to turn off power if its cabinet is opened? To keep anyone opening the cabinet from getting shocked by dangerous high voltages. 22. What is one good way to avoid stray RF energy in your amateur station? Keep the station's ground wire as short as possible. 23. If your third floor amateur station has a ground wire running 10.05 meters or 33 feet down to the ground rod, why might you get an RF burn if you touch the front panel of your HF transceiver? because the ground wire is a resonant length on several HF bands and acts more like an antenna than an RF ground connection. 24. Which body organ can be fatally affected by a very small amount of electrical current? The heart. 25. To protect you against electrical shock, the chassis of each piece of your station equipment should be connected to a good ground connection. 26. For best protection from electrical shock, what should be grounded in an amateur station? All station equipment. Number 27. What should you do for safety before removing the shielding on a UHF power amplifier? Make sure the amplifier cannot be accidentally turned on. Number 28. Why should you make sure that no one can touch an open wire feed line while you are transmitting with it? Because high voltage radio energy might burn the person. Number 29. What safety precautions should you take before beginning repairs on an antenna? Be sure to turn off the transmitter and disconnect the feed line. Number 30. Why should you ground all antenna and rotator cables when your amateur station is not in use? To protect the station and building from lightning damage. 31. Why should you wear a hard hat if you are on the ground helping someone with an antenna tower? To protect your head from something dropped from the tower. 32. Why should your outside antennas be high enough so that no one can touch them while you are transmitting? Touching the antennas may cause RF burns. Number 33. On mains power supply, the ground wire should be connected to the metal chassis of the power supply. This ensures, in case there is a fault in the power supply, that the chassis does not develop a high voltage with respect to the ground. Number 34. What equipment should be worn for working on an antenna tower? Approved equipment in accordance with provincial safety standards concerning climbing. 35. What should you do for safety when operating at UHF and microwave frequencies? Keep antenna away from your eyes when RF is applied. Number 36. For safety, how high should you place a horizontal wire antenna? High enough so that no one can touch any part of it from the ground. 37. Which statement about station grounding is true? RF hotspots can occur in a station located above the ground floor if the equipment is grounded by a long ground wire. Number 38. The purpose of using a three-wire power cord and plug on an amateur radio equipment is to prevent the chassis from becoming live in case of an internal short to the chassis. 39. What should you do for safety if you put up a UHF transmitting antenna? Make sure the antenna will be in a place where no one can get near it when you are transmitting. 40. How can an amateur station equipment best be protected from lightning damage? Disconnect all equipment from power lines and antenna cables. 41. What precautions should you take when installing a ground-mounted antenna? It should be installed so no one can come in contact with it. Number 42. Why should you wear a safety belt if you're working on an antenna tower? To prevent you from accidentally falling. 43. Which body organ is the most likely to be damaged from the heating effects of RF radiation? Your eyes. 44. How can exposure to a large amount of RF energy affect body tissue? It heats the tissue. Number 45. How should you position the antenna of a handheld transceiver while you are transmitting? Away from your head and away from others. Number 46. Depending on the wavelength of the signal, the energy density of the RF field, and other factors, in what way can RF energy affect body tissue? It heats the tissue. 47. Why should you make sure the antenna of a handheld transceiver is not close to your head when transmitting? To reduce your exposure to the radio frequency energy. 48. Why should directional high-gain antennas be mounted higher than nearby structures? so they will not direct RF energy towards people in nearby structures. 49. If you operate your amateur station with indoor antennas, what precautions should you take when you install them? Locate the antennas as far away as possible from living spaces that will be occupied while you are operating. 50. Which of these statements about Safety Code 6 is false? Safety Code 6 sets limits of power levels fed into antennas. 51. Wire fuses needed as close as possible to the vehicle battery when wiring the transceiver directly to the battery, to prevent an overcurrent from starting a fire. 52. If you ground your station equipment to a ground rod driven into the earth, what is the shortest length of rod it should be? Station ground system must conform to applicable electrical code requirements. Number 53. If you want to install a lightning arrestor on your antenna transmission line, where should it be inserted? Outside, as close to the earth grounding as possible.